About 60 people crowded into the Petersburg Borough Assembly chambers, and others overflowed into the hallway. Most were fishermen from Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. A group from Ketchikan also testified by phone. They had the same message for the federal government. They don't want Southeast Alaska labeled critical habitat for whales.
It bothers all of us, and I think it's wrong.
That's Chris Guggenbickler, a commercial gillnetter from Wrangell. The meeting was run by Lisa Manning with the National Marine Fisheries Service, or NMFS. She spent about an hour trying to convince the crowd that a critical habitat designation would not affect commercial fisheries.
It's not conceivable to think that you're going to do anything differently than what you're doing now.
Although there are state-managed herring fisheries, the federal government prohibits federal fisheries for the whale's main prey species. Manning said protections are already high for the whales, and fisheries would not be more restricted from the designation. But attendees were not convinced. Here's longtime Petersburg commercial fisherman Bud Samuelson.
It makes me really nervous when the federal or the state decide to protect something that could affect our fisheries.
Amy Doherty is the executive director of the Alaska Trollers Association, based in Juneau. She said critical habitat means one step closer to restrictions for them.
Something can go from threatened to endangered, and all of a sudden, things get crazy. All of a sudden, we get a low count, and we're SOL.
NMFS must designate critical habitat for species listed under the Endangered Species Act. The agency is proposing the critical habitat rule now because two groups of humpback whales that travel to Alaska to feed are showing low numbers. There's an endangered group of 1,000 whales from the western North Pacific that feeds near Bristol Bay in the Aleutian Islands. And there's a threatened group of about 2,800 humpbacks from Mexico that goes north along the west coast to feed. Just a small portion of them, between 56 and 238 whales, travel as far north as Alaska. The proposed rule would designate 22,000 square nautical miles in southeast as critical habitat and about 35,000 square nautical miles along the Bristol Bay and the Aleutian coastline. But it's hard for southeast residents to see past all the whales in their backyard. There's also a robust population of humpbacks that number around 11,000, which migrate between southeast for feeding and Hawaii for breeding. Russell Cockrum, a commercial fisherman of 44 years from Ketchikan, said the growth in southeast's whale population has been too much.
Now it's beyond ridiculous. And I don't know how this process got started, but it falls under the same verbiage. It's ridiculous also.
Longtime commercial salmon seiner and longliner Sig Matthiessen of Petersburg said whales have been in southeast for decades, and the region is not to blame for any low numbers.
I really feel southeast Alaska for sure should be excluded from this critical habitat. You're talking about our whale population, and any effects on it are happening somewhere else.
There's a small area in southeast proposed to be excluded from the designation for military reasons. There are two more areas in the western part of the state to be excluded due to economic impacts. Several fishermen at the Petersburg hearing asked if southeast could also be excluded for that reason. One of them was Max Warhatch with the United Southeast Alaska Gillnetters, representing nearly 500 permit holders. He said the group disagrees with the economic analysis in the proposal and wants a new one.
The costs are only figured for National Marine Fisheries Service to consider impacts to critical habitat. There's no consideration for other economic impacts to fishermen, processors, and communities.
Manning didn't say whether they'd redo the economic analysis, but she did say that an area can be excluded if the economic impact outweighs the conservation benefit. She told the hearing attendees that critical habitat does not create preserves, sanctuaries, or closed areas, but it would make federal activities in the area more regulated, like projects or permitting through the Army Corps of Engineers, including alternative energy projects. The rough timeline would have the designation activated by early November of this year. The public comment period ends January 31st. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.